In the lunchtime edition, the state-owned BAMC reportedly to cease operations by Monday to be replaced by a new private company. Some workers complain about how the matter has been handled and what they say is failure to pay on time some monies promised. The Barbados Revenue Authority auctions another batch of properties for land tax owed and collects millions of dollars. Prime Minister Motley leads the list of mourners as Barbadian entertainment icon Richard Stout is laid to rest. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The state-owned Barbados Agricultural Management Company, BAMC, is reportedly due to cease operations on Monday, December 18th, to be replaced by a new private company. But some workers are complaining of how the matter has been handled and what they say is failure to pay some monies due by the date promised. On September 1st, Minister of Agriculture and Food Security, Indah Weir, had told Starcom Network News that divestment of the BAMC would be completed by the end of this year. Earlier, the president of the Barbados Sustainable Energy Cooperative Society Limited, Lieutenant Colonel Trevor Brown, had stated that the co-op was likely to take over the BAMC's operations by year end and transition it to a significant focus on energy production. Some of the roughly 120 staff members employed at Portville Factory tell Starcom Network News that on November the 9th, they were summoned to a meeting at the factory where the management of the BAMC briefed them in five batches of about 20 people each about the fact that BAMC would cease operations. They said they were told they would be paid severance by the National Insurance Scheme and that they would get money from BAMC in lieu of notice and vacation. A further meeting was reportedly held on Tuesday of this week at the Ministry of Agriculture that was attended by representatives of the Barbados Workers Union. The Portville workers say they were led to believe they would get their vacation and payment in lieu of notice checks between Wednesday of this week and today. But when they turned up at the factory today, all they were told was to go back home and come back on Monday. One of the workers, whose voice we have disguised, describes the situation as very frustrating.
Everybody down disgruntled, frustrated because nobody knows what's going on. We at the factory don't know if to leave or stay. Well, the president in the union tell us to go home and come back, man. That's what he tell me to do. So a lot of men leaving, but we know what's going on. Yeah, everybody was here. That's frustration.
One of the workers at the Portville factory, the Barbados Revenue Authority, BRA, held another auction today to recover over $4.3 million in land tax arrears from property owners. The BRA is set, in fact, to collect around $12 million in bids, as several people again turned out for the second auction to be held this week at the Sky Mall. The communications officer at the BRA, Erica Lazar, tells Starcom Network News this process was the last resort to try to recover the monies owed. She explained how the money will be spent.
Over the 2 days of auctions, $4.3 million was owed for the properties that we had up for auction. The winning bids totaled approximately $12 million for both Wednesday and Friday. And what I would like to make clear is that any money that we collect for these auctions will cover the taxes that are owed to the Barbados Revenue Authority and any administrative costs in order to put on these two events over this week. And any excess will go to the owner of the property via the court through a legal process. We are doing these auctions in an effort to make sure we recoup the taxes that are owed on land taxes from the public, and this is definitely a last resort.
Communications officer at the BRA, Erica Lazar, in the lunchtime edition. Family, friends, and well-wishers of the late Richard Stout are today paying their final respects to the entertainment icon. The renowned founder of the Richard Stout Teen Talent Contest will be laid to rest following his funeral service taking place at the Wilde Gymnasium today. The service began this morning with a number of speeches and musical tributes. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley and other government officials and entertainers were all in attendance. Delivering a tribute, Richard's son, Kevin Stout, described his father as a selfless individual who would give his last to others.
Today is supposed to be a sad day for my family, but I must confess that I'm at peace because I strongly believe that my father, my mentor, my advisor, my coach, and my true friend is resting peacefully. Madam Prime Minister, after you visited my dad and you gave him the news about the naming in his honor, he slept the whole day and woke up and told me my work on this earth is finished. You have to carry on. This was so powerful to me because I witnessed my dad give his very last to strangers and also to this country. It was so funny. When he down to his last thing, he would give you it. A funny thing, poor me, I ain't back, Kevin. You know, see what I do? I know, give you my last. Spot me something.
Prime Minister Motley also paid tribute.
He may not be here for the 50th anniversary, but the show shall be. And that is the essence. And therefore, when it came to determining what was the best tribute, we felt that it had to be something that would live for all throughout the ages. And the place that more and more will come to be associated with entertainment, one of the key places, not the only one, is in the Botanical Gardens. It therefore became an easy choice to understand that his name should adorn that amphitheater, because all who come from here on in will ask the question, who was Richard Stout?
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Despite yesterday's Guyana-Venezuela talks in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, a university expert believes the land dispute is far from settled. An agreement has been made between Venezuela and Guyana following the peace talks over their territorial dispute. This came hours after discussions were held in St. Vincent to try to de-escalate tensions between the two countries. However, the University of the West Indies director of Salises, the Salises Institute, Dr. Don Marshall, says he commends the discussions. However, he's wary that the two nations are opposed on what will settle the border dispute.
A stalemate is reflected in Clause 4 of that agreement that more or less restates the position of the two leaders. One is the Guyanese president is suggesting that he will abide by the ruling of the ICJ on the disputed territory at Essequibo, and the president of Venezuela is saying that he does not recognize the arbitration and authority of the ICJ. So once that's restated, we are really in a stalemate position, meaning that notwithstanding goodwill expressed in and having that dialogue, we still are in a waiting see. We're in a holding pattern right now, awaiting that decision from the ICJ that Venezuela will at any rate not recognize.
UWI political economist Professor Don Marshall, our top stories. The state-owned BAMC reportedly to cease operations on Monday to be replaced by a new private company. Meantime, some workers complain about how the matter has been handled and what they say is failure to pay on time some of the monies promised. The Barbados Revenue Authority auctions another batch of properties for land tax owed and collects millions. Prime Minister Motley leads the list of mourners as Barbadian entertainment icon Richard Stout is laid to rest. And despite yesterday's Venezuela-Guyana talks in St. Vincent, UWI expert Professor Don Marshall believes their land dispute is far from settled. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
And don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.